How often does these drones have to be replaced?
That's a very good question, because these are new technology drones that we'll be going to. The ones that we're replacing, I think we got maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, and then the new state law came out where we have very specific manufacturers that we have to use as far as vendors, because of malware and things of that nature for security purposes when it comes to criminal justice agencies deploying these devices. Depending on how drones are used and battery life and things of that nature, it can last for a number of years, anywhere from, I would say, as technology advances, anywhere from 5 to 7 years. That would be my guesstimate right now, based on drone technology. But it depends on battery life and other factors, as well as, you know, environmental factors as well.
So that's Chief of Pensacola Police Eric Randall speaking with the Pensacola City Council meeting at their most recent meeting, talking about a funding grant for, I think it's about $75,000 from FDLE to replace the initial wave of drones that PPD had deployed. You know, technology evolves and technology wears out. You know, PPD was one of the very first users of body cameras, and I think we're now on maybe our third wave of body cameras, because you get in a fight and it takes its knocks, and the early ones weren't that great to begin with, and we had to upgrade. So joining us now, we have Pensacola Police Spokesperson, Public Information Officer Mike Wood. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So, what's the deal with the drones? Is it just because they're old? Are they Chinese and we're worried about malware, spyware? We're having to, upgrade and replace those. Is that right?
Yeah, to answer your question, it's all of the above. The technology advances pretty fast, and if everybody has a cell phone now and you can see it, you need to upgrade those as well sooner or later, because the software just simply starts to outrun the hardware. And if you don't upgrade, then it's not going to work properly. And with something like a drone, we need to have the very best technology that that there is, and the safety mechanisms on those vehicles that there is. So we want to make sure that they're safe as far as data that they collect. And that's what we're in the process of doing now, is upgrading all of those systems and the drone itself.
How many drones does PPD have? Do you know?
I believe it was two, if you count the one that was able to go inside of a building, three.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly, as far as numbers go, how many are getting replaced.
And then it was correct me if I'm wrong, I thought IHMC was the original partner for the first round of the initial drone or two. They built it for you. And are we still using them? Are we going through some other system? Am I right about that?
Yeah, they were initially with us. Now, as far as their involvement at this point, I would have to check on that.
Okay.
And get back with you. I'm not sure on that, but I do know that the drones were simply outdated, and they are in excess of 5 years old and needed to be replaced. So that's what we're in the process of doing now, looking at various vendors to get that done.
Okay. And then the other kind of, I mentioned it just in passing, but the body cameras, am I right? We're on is it third generation of body cameras at this point?
Yes, and it's the same thing with those. The first set that we got were good. They were better than nothing, and the ones we have now are much tougher. They are more secure, and to be able to secure to the officer's body during a struggle, and also the information, the video and audio that they collect is saved in a much better way and transmitted to the servers in a much better way.
And for people who haven't been kind of listening to you and I talk over all the years that we have been talking. There's also the component of the software on the car and the software at home base and uploading and managing all of the data that comes off of them. And how, it's more than just having the camera, for example, or it's more than just having the drone. There's all of these, interconnected kind of web of issues that all have to be periodically upgraded. So very good. And again, the funding for this is coming from a grant. So, it's not coming out of city council. I guess your officers were involved in a rescue at a house fire. Is that right?
Yeah, that happened last Tuesday. There were officers on patrol in the area of Tarragona and Lloyd Street, and they heard an audible alarm. They started looking for that alarm, and officers Hughes and Dell noticed a house that was on fire. There were heavy black smoke coming from that home. There was one person outside that did get out, but quickly told them that there were people still inside. The officers made entry into that home and were able to alert the people that were in bed asleep to get them up and get them out of that house in time. And a short time later, that entire house was engulfed in flames.
Wow. Wow. That's so how many lives were saved?
Two.
Wow. Wow. That's wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. Quick response. Wow. And, you know, response before it's a response, right? Like just, you know, having to happen to the information comes to them and they act, right?
Yeah, they were not called there. They were just in the neighborhood, and they heard the audible alarm and were searching for that and found the house. So it was just really very good timing and very fortunate for everybody involved. So we're just, you know, you don't hear a lot of times the good things that officers do and just the bad stuff. But this is something that was wonderful, and we're glad everybody's safe.
Yeah, very good. How did the PPD do during the storm? I know the city generally did quite well. Had the you were talking with Tim Kinsley yesterday about this, and you know got the snow plows through Rhodes Inc. from Atlanta, and you know there may have been an employee or two spreading some salt. bless their hearts.
In our defense, it's like getting Las Vegas ready for a hurricane. You
yeah.
know, there's just some things that you're not prepared for, but you know, the city and the workers, they came together and they got the job done. There was a very, I don't know of anything that major incident that happened due to the weather. So folks stayed off the roads like they were asked to do. And that was the biggest part of it right there. We were able to answer our calls a little bit slower than normal, but we were able to do that, and it was just it worked out very well.
You know, I was actually talking to a tow truck driver yesterday, and I'd asked him, you know, how did the storm go for you guys and your folks? And he's like, it was actually not very busy. We stayed off the roads when it was not safe, but most everybody else kind of avoided the roads, and that kept the problems down. And you know, everybody was smart. Everybody played well together, and we kind of got through it. Which is, I mean, that's the good news, Mike. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth, and this is just the kind of thing that occurs to me, and I think you'll find it entertaining. Cops get called a bunch of different names. Most of them I can say on the radio, but I've always been curious to what degree these different terms are viewed by cops as a tone of disrespect or whether you don't mind at all. And we'll start with this one. Do you care about being called cops? I mean, is there anything negative about that, dishonoring about that, or less than, you know, instead of calling you police or officers, we call you a cop. Does that bother you guys at all?
No, we call each other that.
All right. How about fuzz?
It's okay.
The fuzz.
You know, that one's, I think, back in the 70s, and I don't know if these newer officers have heard of that one before, but that one kind of makes me smile, but no, we don't mind that either.
All right. The man. Or the law.
Hey, yeah.
Johnny Law.
Yeah, well, again, that's unique.
I'm 80 years old, by the way, inside. Okay.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Okay. I got two more I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask you one. 5-0.
Don't mind that one at all.
Okay. And then this is the one that I would not call you because I do worry that this would be offensive. But the pig is a word that people use for cops, and I think typically when they don't like them. Does that bother you guys?
You know, I would have to ask all of us, and it's – for somebody that speaks for the police department, I can't speak for what everybody thinks about, what each officer thinks about that.
Yeah.
Me personally, that doesn't bother me. I'm just personally not bothered by words like that or names, because a lot of times when somebody's talking or trying to talk down on us, they're talking down on that uniform and not the person inside of it.
Gotcha.
So we have to keep that all into perspective and deal with it. But like you said, we've been called many names much worse than pig and on a daily basis sometimes, and we even brush those off as well. It's just another day at the office.
Yeah, I had somebody text in another cop friend who you know and I won't name, but said his first day of working as a SRO, had a kid walk up to him right next to him, sniffed and said, "I smell bacon." And knowing this person, I think he would probably fall out laughing at that.
Yeah, you know, when we hear things like that, it kind of makes it, again, it's just me, kind of makes me chuckle thinking that maybe I was insulted by that when you know, I'm just glad that I got their attention one way or the other.
There you go. I love it. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time, keeping us informed, doing what you do to keep us safe. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.